Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. This morning, the U.S. Coast Guard having a special swearing-in ceremony for recruits on the water in St. Louis. I sat down with one of those recruits, Bryce Griffin, and Captain Benjamin Keffer of United States Coast Guard Recruiting.
A lot of times people think of the Coast Guard as being on the coast instead of, for example, on the Mississippi River. So talk about your mission here and the scope of the work you do.
Yep, absolutely. One, you're not wrong. There definitely is a misconception about where the Coast Guard is located. But we are here in St. Louis. We are on the Mississippi River, every single inch of it, doing Coast Guard missions. One of the things that we do is marine environmental protection. So that's a big issue on the river, obviously, because of the impact it has on everyone who lives in this area. But also commercial vessel inspections and ensuring that we're keeping the waterway moving to deliver the goods and services both up and down is one of the things that we're doing here. But we're also here, we're doing search and rescue and all the other missions that are more typically thought about on the coast with the helicopters and out in the ocean. They're being conducted here on the river as well.
Yes, obviously we think of the barge traffic here and how important that is for the economy here. So specifically, what's your role related to that?
Yep. So it is literally keeping it moving. And so as you know, as captains of the port up and down in different regions, it's ensuring that there's no stoppage and making sure that the people who are on the river using it safely know where to go and aren't impeding that flow of traffic because of how important it is to the entire country.
In this district, how far does it go north and south on the Mississippi?
In the 8th District, it actually goes all the way from the headwaters in Minnesota out into when it empties into the Gulf of Mexico.
Let me ask you the challenge of recruiting to the Coast Guard, especially in the Midwest.
Absolutely. One of the biggest challenges we have is what you started off with, is the misconception that the Coast Guard isn't here. And so, we have 3 people in the St. Louis recruiting office. They are sometimes the first contact that an applicant has had with the Coast Guard. So I kind of joke, if we start a conversation and don't have to explain what the Coast Guard is, it's usually on the right foot. But more often than not, it is an education from very early on of what the service is and that we are a military branch, that we have the same benefits as DOD. And those conversations, most of the time, are enough to convince people to join the service.
Talk about the training that it takes to be part of the Coast Guard.
Oh, absolutely. Just like the other services, you know, if you enlist in the Coast Guard, you're going to go to boot camp in Cape May, New Jersey. You're going to be there and learn how to, you know, be a member of the military generally. But you're learning history. You're learning how to carry yourself as a military member. And then additional training after that, depending on what your specialty is going to be, can range anywhere from 5 to 6 weeks to sometimes 17, 18 weeks, depending on how technical the specialty is. But what I tell people is that there are more opportunities to continue learning every day you're in the Coast Guard. And it's one of the things that we tell our applicants.
What are some of those specialties?
So Bryce is sitting here next to me. He has said that he wants to be an IT, which is information technology specialist. So it is computers. It's telephone systems. It's all the things you think about that everybody needs to communicate and do the job across the entire service, that they're responsible for it. But in addition to that, maybe uniquely is our bosun mate rate, which are driving boats and doing law enforcement missions. But we have, you know, we have cooks. Our CS rate is stationed all over the country. There is no shortage of opportunity or things that you could do inside the service.
Bryce, let's shift to you now. Bryce Griffin, you are a high school senior. Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Kickapoo High School in Springfield.
Okay. How did you learn about the Coast Guard?
So I actually learned through my dad, who's in the Navy, and he's been like a huge fan of the Coast Guard since like as long as I can remember, but he just started off with the Navy, so he never got to switch over.
How many people have asked you if you can swim? As it
and being the Coast Guard?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, quite a bit, actually. And I'm also like, I don't know, I don't really swim that much, but I'll be all right for boot camp and everything.
What about it is appealing to you?
Okay, about it that's appealing is all the opportunities of where I can go. Like, I can be somewhere all the way in Honolulu, or I can be here in Springfield. I'm going to be, like, super excited to travel, everything like that. And then, I mean, free college and everything, yeah, that's all everything I'm excited about.
How do you want to apply IT knowledge to this role?
I do a lot of IT, like, now in school and everything, like at my house and stuff, but I've always been obsessed with computers since I was little. I'm not sure what the role in the Coast Guard I'm going to be using IT for, but I'm still going to have fun with it because I've always been in love with computers. Yeah.
Are you nervous at all about training?
No, not really. No, I'm excited to go to A school and everything too. Yeah.
What do your friends ask you when you say this is the path you've chosen?
Oh, they always ask me how boot camp is going to be. That's always their first question is, oh, you really want to do boot camp? You're going to have to cut all your hair off. Yeah. That's usually what they say. And I'm like, it's worth it. It's going to be worth it.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm curious for you. You mentioned, you know, the opportunity to go different places. Obviously, it's that adventure piece for you, getting to be exposed to things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Talk more about that.
So, I mean, like, obviously, if I was just like going straight out of high school and going to college or something, the opportunity for travel wouldn't be like through the military. So I'd have to pay for it myself. And I wouldn't necessarily be able to live somewhere like Honolulu unless I was in the Coast Guard. So, I mean, because they pay for your housing, everything like that. Like, if that was me, just myself, that's a lot of money to have to move somewhere that I want to go explore and then also have to pay for housing and everything while doing college as well. That would just be hard.
What has your dad told you about the commitment and the structure of being a member of the armed forces? You've probably lived it your whole life.
I have lived it my whole life. I just see he works a daily job. He goes into drill every now and then, I think like once a month, which is where he has to work one weekend. He has to move every 4 years. So that's also part of the commitment is being moved and having to get up and go to a different spot. And that's, I believe, every single time he reenlists is when he had to move, which is every 3 to 4 years or however long your contract is. And then, yeah, that's probably just the biggest part of the commitment is staying true to your job. It is a contract, so you can't just leave. You're going to have to commit to your job and stick with it. Yeah.
What do you think about the swearing-in ceremony? What are you looking forward to with that?
Oh, I get to go on a boat with Captain here. Oh, yeah, I'm so looking forward to that. I get to go on CGC Cheyenne, right? Coast Guard Cutter? Oh, yeah, that's going to be awesome. That's what I'm looking forward to. We get to go on a trip all the way to the Arch. And then other than that, just swearing in, that's going to be fun, yeah.
Is your family get to be with you for that?
I believe so, that my dad gets to be there, but he's the only one that came up here to St. Louis with me, so.
Okay. Tell us about that ceremony. What is that like for the new recruits?
They're all unique, but when given the opportunity to go on board a Coast Guard Cutter, especially one that people don't see all the time, It's going to be a great opportunity to have a unique swearing-in ceremony that Bryce and the other people who are joining won't ever forget, right? The backdrop is fantastic, but being in and seeing the people who are already doing the mission and knowing that you're joining that group is special.
That's Captain Benjamin Keffer of the United States Coast Guard Recruiting and Missouri recruit Bryce Griffin, who will be sworn in this morning on board that Coast Guard cutter at the St. Louis waterfront.